Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es demai, Perik Hei, Mischna Aleph. Hallo Keiach, min hanachdaim. This person bought bread from a baker. The bread is demai. How does he take off maizras? So before we go any further, didn't we learn that the baker has to take off the maizras? He has to give trumas maizr and challah before he even sells it? And the answer is, explains about Tanur, we also learned it depends what type of baker. If he sells in small quantities, when he makes profit, we said, okay, you take off maizras. Or we said little children come in and they buy small amounts. You want to make sure that it's maizras before they take it. But the baker that sells in large quantities, they did not make much profit, and therefore Chazal put the responsibility on the buyer as opposed to the seller, like we learned earlier. So is this Nachtaim, is this baker in Am Haaretz? Not necessarily. I mean, if he's in Am Haaretz, of course, it's Demai. But even if he's not in Am Haaretz, if he's selling a large amount, he Pasha does not have to. Could be he bought the Tefuah from Amaratzim. Now he's selling it, he's not making much of a profit, so I have to. Fine, I have to. Tell me what to do. How much, what, when, where. Instructions. That's how the Bat Tanur learns. Now, as we have learned many times, when you purchase payrice from an Am Haaretz, you don't have to take off Truma Gedayla. We assume that the Amaratzim did that. They were scared of Truma Gedayla. If you're buying bread or dough of Demai from an Am Haaretz, you do have to separate Challah. Now, you have to separate Maaser Rishayin. Although we explained you don't have to give it to the Levi, you just have to separate it. You have to separate Maaser Sheni, that you do have to take to Yerushalayim, or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. Bring a Maaser Ani here, you have to separate Maaser Ani. And according to the Chachamim, that we learned earlier, also you're not mechuyev to give it to the Ani, because the Ani, like the Levi, would have to prove that it's owed to them. You have to separate it. You do have to take out of the Maaserois that you separate, the Maaserois that you separate for the Levi, which we call Maaser Rishayin. I know a lot of this is Chazar, I've mentioned many times, but Chazar is a good thing. You have to take out the Trumas Maaser, and that you have to give to the Kayan, because you can't eat that. Same is true for the Challah from Demai. You have to give it to the Kayan. Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. So basically, out of the Demai, you can wind up eating everything, with the exception of Trumas Maaser and the Challah. That's why, if I'm looking at a big loaf, I have to declare certain parts maisers, but I don't b'metzias have to physically break it off. Only the trumas maiser and the challah. And that's basically what our mission is going to teach us here. Zakta mission. Hello keach. If you buy bread or a dough of demai min anachtim from the baker, keitzad hu maiser. How does he take off maisers? Noitel, he takes. Now, normally when we say he takes, it means you physically take. It's not what it means over here. This is the whole point. You don't have to physically break it off. You just have to designate it. So what he's going to do is he's going to make a mark. Maybe he'll cut into his loaf. Try to imagine you have a loaf over here. And toward the edge of the loaf, he's going to make a mark. And he's going to leave on the side of the mark, between the mark and the edge of the loaf, kedei trumas maaser v'challah. Enough for his trumas maaser and challah. Trumas maaser is 1/100. And challah, in this case, is 1/48. So again, I have a loaf of challah. Toward the edge of the loaf, he just made a mark. On the side of the mark, between the mark and the edge, there's enough here for 1/100 of the whole challah. That's going to be his trumas maaser eventually. And 1/48 for the mitzvah of afrashas challah. That's what the Mishnah means. Noito kedei trumas maaser v'challah. He designates that amount. He makes that mark over here at the edge of the loaf. V'oimer. Then he says, I have to take off 10% to officially be my maaser. So, echad mimeya mimashi yeshkan, the 1/100 over here that I have between my mark and the end of the loaf, rebit sadza maiser, that's my maiser. That's my maiserishin. That's your maiserishin. For maiserishin, you had 1/10. You only have 1/100. You only have 1/10 of a 1/10. What about the other 9/10? Ah, shar, the other 9/10. Maiser samachloi. That's going to be on the other side of my line. So again, I have my loaf over here. There's a real mark that I made toward the edge of the loaf. Between the mark on the edge of the loaf and the end, again, I have over there enough for Trumas Meiser and Challah. But I'm saying that a hundredth from this part between the mark and the edge of the loaf is Meiser Rishayin. That's a tenth of a tenth. And the other 9/10 to give me a total of 10% of the whole loaf, that's on the other side of the mark. Right. Sounds more complicated than it is. Why can't I just take off 10% at one time? Why do I have to break it off? A tenth of the tenth is on this side of the mark, the other 9/10 on the other side of the mark. Well, you'll soon see why. Because now I'm moving on to the next step. I need to be at this point now. I need to have a loaf that I already separated my Meiser Rishayin, but I didn't take off the Trumas Meiser yet. You can't take off Trumas Meiser before you have Meiser Rishayin. Now that I have my Meiser Rishayin, I say it like this. Zeh, out of this 100th, this 10th of a 10th is the same as 100th, which is on the side of the mark toward the end of the loaf. Shasisi Meiser, which I included in my overall Meiser Rishayin, Osui Trumas Meiser Olaf. Now, this is going to be the Trumas Meiser on the whole 10%. Where's my whole 10% again? A tenth was on the side between my mark and the edge of the loaf. The other 9/10 was on the other side. That's not the point. The point is now I pinpointed where my Trumas Meiser is. Trumas Meiser is a tenth of a tenth. There's a hundredth. Now, I have a little more over here. Because if you remember, between the mark and the edge of the loaf wasn't just a hundredth. It was a hundredth plus another 48th for my challah. So after I take off, or I designate, I'm not physically changing anything. After I designate, in my mind I took off a tenth of a tenth for Trumas Meiser, v'ashar, what's left after the Trumas Meiser, from the mark till the edge of the loaf, challah, that's my challah. So now I know that anything from the mark till the edge of the loaf is usher for a non-kayin to eat. It has to be given to the kayhanim because it's either Trumas Meiser or it's challah. I'm not finished yet. I'll have to take off Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni again, I don't have to physically break off. But I have to be Koyr Hashem. Once I'm Koyr Hashem, once I declare it Meiser Sheni, I can then redeem it for money. So I'm going to proceed to say now, well, Meiser Sheni, my Meiser Sheni, it's on the north side of the loaf, or the south side. Either one, makes no difference. No, you can't just leave it there. You have to break it off and take it to Yerushalayim. No, I'm going to redeem it. And now, I singled out special money. It's going to redeem that Meiser Sheni that's on the north or south side of my loaf. I never have to physically break it off from the challah. Of course, Meiser Sheni is only during the first, second, fourth and fifth years of Shemitah. During years 3 and 6, it's Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani is the same thing. I just have to designate where it is. I don't have to give it to the Ani. That's halacha with the Mai. Okay, so imagine my loaf of bread. I want to first pinpoint which part I have to break off. But I can't just break it off yet, because you can't have Trumas Meiser without first Meiser. And you can't do Challah before Trumas Meiser either, as I state, for different reasons that the Mefarshim explain over here. So first in my mind, I'm going to physically mark off my Cheshbonus over here. From the edge of the loaf till my mark, there's going to be a hundredth or tenth of a tenth, that's my Trumas Meiser, plus another 48th for my Challah. I didn't declare anything Trumas Meiser yet, or Challah yet. I just want to know how much it's going to be. Now I'm declaring my Meiser Rishayin, and I'm saying, my Meiser Rishayin is like this. A tenth of my Meiser Rishayin is on the side of the line, between the line and the edge of the loaf, and the other 9/10 of my Meiser Rishayin is on the other side of the line. But this is my Meiser Rishayin. Which is your Meiser Rishayin? 10% of the challah. Once I've declared my Meiser Rishayin, I now have it pre-marked, so I can take off the tenth of a tenth, which is in between my mark and the edge of the loaf. Give that to the kohen as Trumas Meiser, and what's left from this part between the mark and the edge of the loaf as challah, that goes for the challah. That's the part that I have to physically give away. As far as the rest of the loaf is concerned, I'm going to say my Meiser Sheni or during a Maaser Ani, it'll be a Maaser Ani, is on the north or the south. I don't have to physically break it off. In the case of a Maaser Sheni, I will have to redeem it for money. And that money I'll have to take to Yerushalayim. But the loaf, after I took off the part from my mark till the edge, the loaf stays where it is.